Okay. In Parshas Truma, we have the building of the Mishkan, that Vasili Mikdash, Hashem, we should make a Mikdash, and there are so many ideas and connections between the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, and our own shuls, our Mikdash Ma'at. So I think it's appropriate time to talk about an important aspect of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses that people may not even be aware of, and is a siman in Shulchan Aruch, but certainly has practical implications. And that is based on a comment of the Tshuvas Binyamin Ze'ev in Siman Kuf Samach Gimel. The Binyamin Ze'ev is one of the Gedolei Ashkenaz that the Rama often quotes from regarding Halach and Minhag. And he cites a comment of the Sefer HaGuda in the commentary on Brachos and Perek Vav. Now, he writes as follows, Matzasi b'Sefer HaGuda b'Brachos Perek Hei Tzimavachem Misham Misafer Kolbo, in the name of the Sefer Kolbo. And he quotes a number of Minhagim and things like this. And if you look at the end of this whole list, he says that v'lo yinashek adam levanav, a person should not kiss his son, the beis haknesses in shul, lahodia she'ein avas me'avas haKadosh Baruch Hu, because only love, the only formal display of affection that should take place in the shul, is the love shown to Hashem through tefillah and davening to Hashem. And to kiss a child, to kiss one's son in a shul, showing that type of love, is an affront to the ultimate love that should only be experienced in the shul, which is Avas Hashem. And therefore, he says it is improper in the name of the Sefer HaGuda to kiss one's child in a Beis HaKnesses. Now, the only problem with this is that it is not in our addition to the HaGuda. So all we have is the Binyamin Ze'ev and the apparent addition of the HaGuda in the name of the Kolbo that he had. But we don't have it in any of our additions. Nevertheless, this is decided by the Rama. In Or HaChaim, Siman Sadi Ches, Sif Aleph, he says, "Va'asul la'adam l'nashek banav haketanim, the young children, beis haknesses and shul, kedei l'kvoa b'libo, so the person should understand shein ava me'ava samakol baruchu, because there's no love like the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Now, the earliest source is even found in other places. I didn't bring it over here, but it's the Sefer Chasidim. We have earlier than the Binyamin Ze'ev in the Sefer Chasidim in Siman Reishon Hey, he writes, "La yinashek adam beis haknesses as bino." You should also shouldn't kiss your child in front of your Rebbe, which is for a different discussion. So this is the halacha, seemingly straightforward. One should not have a sign of affection, a public physical sign of affection towards one's children in the Beis HaKnesses. There's a Rav, Rav Shimon Finkelstein, who wrote a sefer called Beis Yitzchak in Maimer Hay. So he says that the source comes from Yaakov meeting Yosef. Why? Because when Yaakov met Yosef after all that time, Yaakov was saying Shema. And while he was saying Shema, what does the Torah say? That Yosef kissed his father. And Rashi says, Yosef kissed his father, but Yaakov didn't kiss Yosef. So we see at that moment of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, when Yaakov was communing with the Creator of the world, he did not have a sign of affection for his son. And that, he says, is a proof to the idea. Now, excluding the question as to why Yaakov is saying Shema, nevertheless, we see when a person is accepting the yoke of heaven, it's not proper to kiss one's son. The Beis Yitzchak continues that the Isser in Shulchan Aruch only applies to a young child, right? Because that's what the Rama says. Banav haketanim, the young children. And he explains that the love of a young child is a love that is einat tluya bedavar. It's not dependent on anything. We love our young children because we love them. It's hard to explain. They can be difficult and annoying and dirty and messy, but a parent's love for the child is just something that overrides which seemingly would be logical. They can be very difficult, but still, we love our children. And therefore, that is the issue over here. Young children, which is this incredible feeling of emotion, says the Beis Yitzchak, one should not kiss in a shul. This is the Shita of the Tshuvas Shemesh Umagin, the Dibur Selyo, the Mikvah Mayim. Other Sarm as well say it's only regarding young children. However, comes Rav Kook. Again, it's not around the young, I don't know, you have to eyeball that based on how you think it is. So
young children haven't it's much more difficult for many people to love their older child because younger child haven't had the ability yet to really independently have their own.
I hear they're not independent mind. I hear the critique, but regardless, that's not the main point. The main point here is that Rabbi Finkelstein wrote in his sefer and he sent this to Rav Kook to look at it, and Rav Kook responded to Rabbi Finkelstein in a tshuva in the Orech Mishpat in Siman Chaf Beis. And he writes that one should also be machmir for grown children. And he says, the Ramah simply said for banim ketanim, Because that's what's more common.
Exactly.
It's more common that a person shows their affection in such a way to the young child. The 40-year-old man next to his 6-year-old father is not looking for a kiss on the head. It's just not something that's going to be as average and normal. And therefore, the Ramo is simply speaking in a way. And he says, look at the Sefer Chassidim we quoted before. The Sefer Chassidim said, Lo yinoshek adam beisak nasas es beno. His son, he doesn't qualify it. He just says you shouldn't kiss your child. This is the Sheet of a Cook, which I think makes a lot of sense. Writes the Tshuvas Beis Yisrael in Simon Tess. Again, it's a long tshuva. I'll summarize it for you over here. He's discussing kissing one's father's hands in shul, because in many, many places that one would kiss their father's hands as a sign of kavod. And so Rabbi Yisrael Landau, who's the Rav of Edelny, which was in Hungary, so he says that such kissing is not a sign of love. A son kissing his father is not ahava, it's kavod. It's a different type of affection. And the Torah commands us to honor our parents, and this is a form of kibbutz. And therefore, it does not detract from one's avos Hashem to kiss one's father, because that's mora, that's a sign of fear, a sign of awe. And he asks rhetorically, if one would say that you shouldn't stand for a parent while in shul because it's taken away from kavod shemayim, would someone say that? When you're shul, you shouldn't stand for your father because you shouldn't have kavod for a kadosh baruch hu. No, of course not. If one's father walks into the shul, you would stand up as well. And he cites a Rashi in Avodah Zarah, a fascinating Rashi. Rashi writes there in Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph, Derech b'nei Adam k'sheyotzim mibeis hakneses. It is the way of people that when they leave shul, Miyad hu noshek la'aviv l'imo, he kisses his mother and father, l'gadol mimenu, barukuba o bepas yadav, mishum kavod. Says Rashi, the kissing of the parent is done because of kavod. Now Rashi also says, it's when you are leaving shul. Could be on the, it's clear, unclear to say, does it mean when you're outside of shul, on your way out of shul? But nevertheless, we see the kissing of a parent is because of kavod, not necessarily because of love. In addition, the Bracious Rabba in Parsha Ayin says that not all kisses are the same. There's something called the Nishika Shel Gedula. And the Nishika Shel Gedula is a kiss of honor, of kavod, not of love. And this is the Shita of the Tshuvas and Be'er as well. Now, there are two sources in Chazal that seem to contradict the idea of not giving a kiss in a Beis HaKnesses. And this will support our point over here. The first is the Medrash Zuta and Koheles Perek Hei. The Medrash says, Asher Nasan Lohe Elohim, Rav Abba, Ali Beib Bekanista, he went to the Beis HaKnesses, Shema Kalya de Rav Levi, Kain Medarish, and he heard him, Rav Levi, making drashos, and he had a whole drashos over there, right? The Pasuk says, regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wealth. So if you look at the end of the thing, Rav Levi has this whole beautiful drasha, and the last line, it says, Amad Rav Abba Al Barkahana Benashko Al Rosho, Amar Amale Lavasi El Shemadar. It would have been worthwhile me to come to shul just to hear such an incredible drasha. So what do we see? He kissed him in shul. Again, we have a comment to the Maseches Kala in Perek Aleph. What does the Maseches Kala say? Amar Olava Rabbi Tarfon Shei Asher Gadol. Rabbi Tarfon was very wealthy. Below Haya No Sein Matanos Lev Yonim. And but he didn't give gifts to the poor for on Purim. Pa Mefes Matsu Akiva. Amalo Rabbi Jutzon Cheshachach Lo Yerachas Ushtayim. And then there's a whole discussion here regarding giving tzedakah and the importance of giving tzedakah. And again, if you look at the end of the drasha, what do we see? Am Rabbi Tarfon al Nishko al Rosho, Amrlo Rabbi Alufei, and he says, you're my Rebbe in Chachm and everything, and in Derech Eretz. And therefore, and this all happened in the Beis HaKnesses. So again, we have two sources indicating someone kissing somebody else in the shul. What's the answer? These are obviously signs of kavod, not love, like you would have for a child, but signs of kavod and honor in such a case. And that must be the answer in these cases. These are Nishika Shel Gedula of honor. Now, the minhag amongst Svardim is to kiss the father's hand in shul, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to honor our parents, and this is the Ratzon Hashem. The Ben Ish Chai writes as much as this in Parshas Vayikra, and Rav Yosef has a tshuva in Yechav Adas and Chelek Dalad in Simen Yud Beis. And he is emphatic that it's usher to show any display of love in shul. And he says this is only people who do this are not being careful in halacha. But he says the minhag of svarim to kiss hands of parents is because of kavod, and this is a form of honoring them. I saw Rosh Shalom Masas in the Yalkut Shemesh. She records the minhag of Morocco is that after getting an aliyah, the recipient kisses all of his relatives. That one probably took much longer then. So it was a whole show going on, and that was what went on in the communities in Morocco. Now, the Achronim on Shmos Dal Chav Zayin wonders how Moshe kissed Aaron when he met him after coming back from Yisrael, right? It says that when he met him on Har Hashem, which was going to be Har Hashem was going to where Har Sinai was, and there was going to be had Kedusha Samakam, it was a holy place. So Moshe and Aaron kissed each other when they saw each other. So in fact, the Maal Diskin says, it had the Kedusha of the Heichal. It was like the Beis HaMikdash. That's how holy Har Sinai was, even before Bnei Yisrael got there. So I saw Rav Beryl Vavarsky writes in his Bad Kodesh on the Chumash, so he says that based on the Sforno, that Moshe kissed Aaron the same way that someone kisses a something that's holy. When Moshe kissed Aaron, it wasn't out of a love. It was a love just like you kiss a Sefer Torah or you kiss a Chumash after you're done learning. And this is similar to what the Navi says when Shmuel anointed David. Look what it writes on the second page. Vayikach Shmuel es pach ha-shemen, vayitzok al rosh vayishakehu. Shmuel poured oil on David and he kissed him. He barely knew David. What's going on over here? He kissed him because he was Mashiach Hashem. He was a holy thing. He was a holy person. And that's why he kissed him. And therefore, when Moshe kissed Aaron, it wasn't because of a love of brotherly love. It was a love, it was a kiss of Kedusha, of respect. Another place as well where we see it was not a problem. Look at the comments of Rav Shurkin in Megad Gibus Olam and Chelek Aleph on page Sadi Beis on the first page. A fantastic Mare Makom regarding Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Shurkin writes as follows. Hagon Rav Moshe Zatzal Hayim Menashek as Nechta B'Beis HaMedrash B'Masifta Teferes Yerushalayim. I saw Rav Moshe kiss his grandchildren in the Beis HaMedrash in MCJ. B'Shamati Shesavar, I heard Shedin Zeshalo Laharos Chi B'Beis HaMedrash Hu Rak B'Eis HaTfila, says Rav Moshe. The whole problem of kissing one's children is in the time of Tfila. But if you're not davening, then there's no issue. He says in Shulchan Aruch, Mo v'zeh din behilchos tefila. Look where the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. He quotes this in Siman Sadi Aleph, which is the laws of tefila. If it was a law in Beis HaKnesses, it would have been quoted in Siman Kuf Nun later on. It's in hilchos tefila. That's the issue over here. Aval shalom b'zman tefila mutter. It's mutter. Va'afani b'yosi chasin kabani kenag v'lutafkid al din zeh Beis HaMedrash. And I felt this way as well, says Rabbi Shurkin. I saw the Sefer Birchas Chanoch. On Masachas Beitza, so the author writes that the explanation was that of the Rama was only regarding Hilchos Tefillah, not Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. And then he says that Rav David Feinstein confirmed that his father was not machped on this in this regard when it wasn't the time of davening. So that's an important kula regarding the Indian of kissing children in shul.
This is Beis HaMedrash, and presumably an MTJ was a Beis HaMedrash on a shul.
Correct. We could discuss the difference between the Kedusha and Beis HaMedrash. The Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash is higher than a Beis HaKnesses.
Well, I mean, you can
eat in a Beis HaMedrash is only in the case of Bittul Torah and things like that.
You can't sell the Beis HaKnesses to make a Beis HaMedrash.
You can turn a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaMedrash has higher Kedusha. Rechaim V'Leshem writes in Nefesh HaChaim that the Torah, the Kedushas HaTorah, makes the Beis HaMedrash holier than the Beis HaKnesses, because Torah is the most holy thing, and therefore...
I've heard many times that we... It's probably something that... Yeah. That I'm not saying homiletically because you want to take the point of Torah.
No, that he writes Halacha L'maisa.
The standard Halacha L'maisa is, my impression is, and I've heard it a bunch of times from different people, is that that's why we don't make any show Mizban Azeb, but making guests that they're all done Beis HaMedrash, because you have more options than Beis HaMedrash.
I know that in Carteret, which is a yeshiva that's on the way down to New Jersey. So in Carteret they turned that shul into a Beis HaMedrash. I'm not sure. So Tzarachim for another time. So the Bir HaGra on this Ramah has a totally different Mari Makom. He cites the Zohar in Parshas Vayisara that says that one should only have Morah Shemayim during Tefillah and the Mora of no one else. And the implication is that this is an implication of Ahava and displaying Ahava. But what's clear from the Zohar HaKadosh? It's B'Shas Selusa, the time of davening. So the Gra and the Zohar fit with Rav Moshe and his personal practice. The only issue, when it's the time of davening, but the shul is not being used, so then it would be fine to have such a display of affection. When I left Eretz Yisrael, I came back to visit a few years later. So a Rebbe of mine, who was a Rav in Har Nof, so he saw me. I hadn't seen him for a number of years, and we were very excited to see one another. And he came over to me to say hello, but he said explicitly, "I'm not going to hug you right here because we're in a shul." And he waited till we walked outside to give me a hug. He was very machped on this idea. In addition, the Halichos Chaim cites from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, who said that the Baal Shem Tov once noticed that a student of his kissed his son in the Beis HaMedrash. So the Baal Shem Tov told the student that he, the Baal Shem Tov, I have tremendous love for even, you know, the biggest Russia in the world. I love him. And yet, I would still never kiss someone in shul. No matter how much love you think you have inside of you, there's still a boundary of where one displays their affection and one does not display affection. The Baal Shem Tov was careful, said the Klezmer Rebbe, to not kiss anyone in the Beis HaMedrash. Just as a side point, before we get to the issue of other areas regarding this in children in shul in general. So there was a letter that was a tshuva that was written last year by someone from Yeshiva Chol Beitoro regarding breastfeeding in shul and whether that should be permissible or not, even during the time of davening. And the article came out allowing it. Just to pick up on one, it's a very long piece, but in that discussion regarding this issue, so he wants to say that the Rama is not lahalacha. So I just want to point out six or seven issues with the assumption of that article and how it is lahalacha. He, first of all, he says that Rashi, that we quote in the Avodah Zarah, supports showing affection in the shul, where it's clear that Rashi is saying that when you're yotze, when you go out of the shul, is when that kiss was made. He then suggested that the editors mistakenly ascribed the source of the Rama to the Binyamin Ze'ev, when it's clear that it was not a mistake, because the Darkei Moshe himself cites the Binyamin Ze'ev as his source. There was no mistake in the editors of the source regarding the Rama. The third issue is that he attacks, in a very inappropriate way, the credibility of the Binyamin Ze'ev as one of the reliable Rishonim. And he says the Binyamin Ze'ev is not reliable, and other Rishonim didn't like him. And he writes in a very not-to-be-covered way about the Binyamin Ze'ev. And his source is from an article by Meir Binayahu, who is the director of the Ben Tzvi Institute in Israel, who brings proofs from other Rishonim to say that Binyamin Ze'ev is not a respected source. The only issue with that is that Meir Binayahu has been accused of stealing the Aleppo Codex multiple times. So it's hard to say that he's more reliable than Binyamin Ze'ev. The fourth, he ignores the obvious possibility that even though the source is not in our editions of the Agudah, it's clearly possible that the Binyamin Ze'ev had the Agudah in his source. And therefore, just because it's not by us doesn't mean that other people didn't have it. He follows the common mistake of being mezalzel, the minhagim of Klal Yisrael. He thinks that because the language of the Binyamin Ze'ev and the Sefer Chasidim, one should not, because it doesn't say usser, right? The Binyamin Ze'ev doesn't say it's usser to kiss in shul, therefore it must mean that it's not really a halach, it's just a chumrah. How many times have we seen in Shulchan Aruch where the Shulchan Aruch says it's not proper to do this, and the understanding is we don't do it. Rabbi Tversky has a very big article about how understanding sensitivity in the language of halacha. Just because it doesn't say usser or mutter doesn't mean that it's still okay if it doesn't say usser. In addition, he misuses the objection of the nose of Yehuda to follow the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Right? He wants to make a point that, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said that you shouldn't kiss in shul and therefore you don't have to be makbid. And he quotes this famous opinion of the nose of Yehuda to not follow Rav Yehuda Chassid. The problem with that is the Nozbi Yehuda is talking about the tzava, the ethical will that's printed at the beginning of the Sefer Chassidim, not the rest of the whole book Sefer Chassidim. The rest of the Sefer Chassidim is certainly a reliable source of minhag and halacha. The tzava, the ethical will that he wrote for his children, so one can discuss back and forth regarding that. And also, he ignores the entire discussion in the Achron that we cited, Rav Kook and other Gedolei Achronim who clearly take this halacha very seriously regarding showing affection in shul. So one certainly should not cut out a section of Shulchan Aruch for any reason. Now, there's also discussion about being lenient in the Ezra's Nashim, because there's an issue whether maybe Ezra's Nashim doesn't have the same level of Kedusha as the rest of the shul. That's a discussion for another time as well. The Ramban al-HaTorah writes in Parshas Toldos in Perek Chav Zayin, where it says that Yitzhak asked Yaakov to come closer so he could kiss him, right? So the Ramban there says, why did he ask him to kiss him? And he says, there's nothing more than kederech chiba sa'av al b'no. It was nothing more than a father loving his child. And therefore, it's clear for the Ramban that the normal and proper way is to kiss one's children, to show affection for one's children. But at the same time, there's a place and a time for certain things. And shul, the middle of davening, is not the place for such a sign of affection. Now, there, the Mishnah Brura, on this siman in the Ramah, so the Mishnah Brura decides that this is the proper time to discuss children and shul in general. There's really not much to say about it, except the comment of the Shlah. So if you look over here, There's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes there, Ein Bishla Shekore Tagar Al Meviyam Yeladim Beis HaKnesses, who screams about those people who bring their children to Shul. What is he talking about? So we need to look in the Shla. This is cited by the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shla there is citing the Derech Chaim of Menachem Di Lemzano. This is the earliest source. Look what he writes over here. Garcina Masachas Chagiga. It says in Masachas Chagiga, Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hakel es ha'am ha'anashim v'anashim v'ataf. We know by the mitzvah of Hakel, everyone should be there, even the children. Anashim b'ayim l'ilmod, the men come to learn. Nashim b'os l'shma, the women come to hear. Taf lama b'ayim, why do we bring the children? Because they litain schad l'mevayim, to give reward to those who bring them. V'kosfu sham b'tosas, Tosas say, v'elzesamchu lehebi katanim l'beis haknesas. And we see from here, the idea of bringing children to shul. Amr Menachem. So says Rav Menachem di Lemzano. Bizman hazeh. This is 600 years ago. Yesh taf balu beis haknesses lateis onesh l'neveim. Nowadays, people bring their children to shul, don't give schar, it gives them punishment. Lefishu balu chalel kedushas beis Eloheinu l'schok bo. Because the children come to desecrate the beis haknesses and to make play there. Kibiruchovos karya yakumu l'tachek zayim. So they get up and they laugh with one another. Zemet zachekim zed, this one laughs at this one, vizemaka zed, this one hits the other one, zemeranein vizeboche, this one is singing, this one is crying, zemedaber vized tzalek, this one is talking, this one is shrieking, zerat zeylecha, this one runs to this one runs to that one. Ratz lekras, ratz yarutz. Yesh asher ya'aset suracha besaknesses, there are some children who go to the bathroom in the middle of shul. Biaz yomru, mayim mayim, and then they say, water, water. Yesh asher yitain aviv biyado sefer. There are some who give his father a book, v'hu yashlicheu la'aretz, and he throws it on the ground. O yikru'uhu l'shanim esar krayim, or he tears it into 12 pieces. Meaning, like by Shmuel, that he tore the cloak of Shaul into 12 pieces. Sof davar, mikol sha'atasam, kavanas ha'mispal nifsedes. What happens is, from their noise, the people davening lose out. V'nim sashem shemayim mischalel. And Hashem's name is desecrated. One who brings such a child to shul does not get reward. He should be worried about punishments. Halama hudoma. What is he compared to, someone who does this? Le'ish sheish lo eved shota. One person has a foolish slave. And he goes to speak with the king, and he brings his sidekick, the servant, with him. Amar ha'eved b'shtuso ubizas ha'melech. And while the person is talking to the king, on the side, his servant is making a fool of himself. V'charfo v'adanav rav b'shatak. And his guy trying to talk to the king, and he's ignoring his servant who's acting like a fool. Halo yiktof ha'melech ha'adoni ha'eved v'yomer lo. Wouldn't the king get upset at the master of the servants and say, lo abdecha bazani ki mata? It's not the servant who's desecrating me. It's you who brought him here to make such a chil Hashem. He would throw him out. And to the slave, he won't do anything. Why? Because the slave didn't know any better. He didn't know how to behave in front of a king. Because the Hashem didn't give him understanding. What happens is the father sometimes play with the kids. Laman sapos harava al hatzama. Because the kids are thirsty. And the kids grow up with this understanding of what shul is about. The more they grow up this way, they'll have greater bizui, greater disrespect. What do you expect a child to think when this is how he comes to shul and he acts this way? It does not give cover to the Torah. The Kaven Sha'avar Adam Avera, the person has sinned, the Shanaba, and sinned again. Hutralo, he thinks it's okay. Gam ki yazkin mimena liyasar. And when the child gets older, he won't know any better. Sof Davar, says Ramanachem di Lanzano, Roy la Adam Shalo lahavi atafa katsim mi'od the beis haknesses. Do not bring very small children to shul. Ki yafsid beavio velarviach, you are losing out, not gaining. Achatafa gadol katsasi avio the beis haknesses. Older children, you should bring them to shul. You should not move around that much. The Kaddish Kedusha teach him to answer properly in davening. He shouldn't speak foolish things. Teach him how to sit properly in shul. And such a child who comes to shul will give you schar. So a person needs to know himself, his children, and his family, which children should be in shul and which children should not be in shul. Ravalbi has a piece in Zuyu Binyan Bechinach about this as well. He talks about the damage that comes to children when you bring them to shul and they are not age appropriate, and how they think about shul and what they think about davening. But nevertheless, certainly an important halacha cited by the Magen Avraham, and certainly halacha for myself.